that's right. We're right here. It's Wednesday afternoon. Looks like the sun is shining out there. And we have two shining stars in studio with us this afternoon. We have GPA. What? You say GPA? Yes, that's the Greenwood Performing Arts right here. Cecily Ferguson is with us here this afternoon. She heads this whole program. She's the executive director. And then we have one of our favorites here with us this afternoon, Dave Lorenzetti. How you doing, Dave?
Great. Thank you for having us. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. And Cecily, how are you doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful.
Yes. Well, you know, Cecily, it's a lot of people had a lot of questions about what happened. It was GPLA, and now it's GPA. What's happened?
Well, we are no longer affiliated with Lander in our name. Our name has changed from Greenwood Lander Performing Arts to Greenwood Performing Arts. And with that change, we are very blessed that we are still going to be able to have our performances for the next season at Lander University in the beautiful Josephine B. Abney Cultural Center Auditorium. But we also are looking for the future to be able to have some performances in some other venues throughout the Greenwood area. So we are an organization that really serves all of Greenwood, and we're happy to be going forth as Greenwood Performing Arts.
Now, being Greenwood Performing Arts, that means that you are not tied to Lander.
That is correct, yes.
So you will have, as you said, the freedom to have other venues to be able to have shows.
That is correct.
So this came about rather suddenly, but y'all, I guess, have worked through it. Is that right, Dave?
We have. When the issue first came up, we were surprised. We thought that we had worked out arrangements, but we understand what Lander's concerns were. We have a construction project that's going to be starting sometime in the fall, and it's going to impact the area near the Abney Cultural Center, where people will have use for access into the building. So there was some concern about that.
No actual construction, though, on the theater itself.
No, not the theater itself. It's going to be, there's the access road that's off of Wilson Street, mm-hmm. That leads up to the Finest Horn Arena. That's all going to be rebuilt. And so we don't know at this point what the situation is going to be, but we have
it may change from show to show how you could access to the venue.
Right. But we have the we'll be collaborating with Lander on how we do that to make it as easy as possible for people both to park and to walk over to the Cultural Center Auditorium. And
it shouldn't discourage people from coming.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Cecily said that we are blessed to be back at Lander this year. We surely are, because I think that folks who are familiar with Greenwood Lander Performing Arts in the past have associated us with Lander, mm-hmm. and we'll be able to continue to do that at least through this season, so that's a real plus for us, and we appreciate what Dr. Ball has done, Lander's president, to help ease this situation along for us. We'll face some challenges, but we'll work through them.
Well, it's just like so many things where budget cuts have come in to try to make things balance the budget, and it's tough out there right now.
It is, and I think as most state institutions of higher education are facing dwindling state budget contributions, so the colleges and universities really have to do some belt tightening and look for areas where they can save a few bucks.
Sure. So that's what, I guess, that plus the construction kind of made it a tough year. Now, you had investigated going to some other places, and it's great that you will be back there, because mm-hmm. Lander really is home to the shows and the size of the venue there, because you already had all these shows booked. that need correct. That 600-plus seating that Lander has.
That's correct. The shows that we had already contracted for this coming season and had already paid deposits on are shows that we believe will fill a 680-seat auditorium quite easily. Three of the four shows are sellout performances from the past. They're performances that have sold out the auditorium in the past, so we anticipate that much and probably more. You know, there'll be a lot of people that may not be able to get seats, even with the 680 seats. So it would have been very disappointing to have to cut that in half. And that's why we are extremely happy that we are able to offer these performances at Lander again. And, of course, the auditorium is beautiful. The stage is wonderful. The lights and sound are great. And they have a superb technical staff that has put on some very difficult productions with us in the past. Pirates of Penzance from Gilbert and Sullivan Players was one of those in the recent past. Ballroom with a Twist in the recent past. The Moscow Festival Ballet. All of those shows are big, huge technical shows, and I don't know that we could have done it without the fabulous staff at Lander.
Sure. So that's great. Now, we've got coming up this year, what do we have for shows? We've got, let's just do, before we hear a word from our sponsor, who's up first?
Okay, first is going to be Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. She has been to Greenwood before, and she is fabulous.
She is fabulous, and I understand right now she's on a cruise. I think she's headed to Alaska with a group of aging country western stars. That's right, classic country western. Although I really think Rhonda falls more in that bluegrass. I don't know
why she
has put herself in that group, but she's on a cruise having a good time right now. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're with Dave Lorenzini and Cecily Ferguson. Boy, those are two mouthful of names, aren't they?
They are.
They are. Well, Cecily, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Now, you are, where are you from originally?
Oh, gosh. I'm originally from Syracuse, New York. I was born in Syracuse, New York, although I grew up in Clearwater, Florida. Clearwater, Florida was what I considered home for many, many years. Until my father retired, he went to Hendersonville, North Carolina, and I went to Furman University and loved the area and never left. Came to this area from Greenville, moved from Greenville, actually live in Abbeville, and just love this area. Can't imagine being anywhere else.
Well, you've had some interesting background, though, as far as being a teacher. I mean, yes, she was the principal of the Department of Juvenile Justice in the Greenwood Center.
I was.
That must have been an interesting job.
Oh, it was a fabulous job. People always question that and said, oh, aren't you scared? You know, isn't that dangerous? And I was coming to that Department of Juvenile Justice school out of a public school. I had been an art teacher for many, many years. And as an administrator at the Department of Juvenile Justice, I often told people that was the safest that I ever felt in a school because we were behind razor wire. And what that did was...
Behind razor wire? Yeah, you were safe, all right.
It protected you from the outside world coming in. But also we knew that all of the students that were there were not on drugs, didn't have weapons. You know, some of the things that today you traditionally worry about in a public school.
Sure.
So it was pure learning. There weren't the distractions of the home life and the community. And many times we saw the girls' education really just soar when they were with us because they didn't have all those other things to get in the way. So it was actually a very rewarding job, probably, you know, one of the highlights of my life, really.
Wow. And then you went to McCormick.
I did. I went to McCormick Middle School.
The new school. That was new school then.
Well,
wasn't it?
When I first went, it was the old school.
Okay.
And mid-year, we moved to the new school. Great school, great district. I absolutely loved my time in McCormick. It was a wonderful district to work in, and I just, you know, still have a great love for the families and the students that I got to know while I was there.
Well, not only that, mm-hmm. though, but you're an actress, too.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Pause.
Yes. Listen to that. Yes.
Oh, I've been very involved in the Abbeville Opera House for about 25 years now. Been doing plays there, helping in any way that I've been able. I was at one time the president of the board of directors there, and just have a great love for the theater and a special place in my heart for the Abbeville Opera House. It has been where all of my four children have grown up, and really I've seen them shine on stage, and it has made such an impact in their life after the theater. So, you know, to all parents out there, I would say get your children involved if at all possible in the performing arts, because it really makes a difference for the rest of their lives.
Well, it does. And, you know, that's one of the things in today's world, though, when we look at budgets being cut and everything in the school system, that's, I guess, why Greenwood Performing Arts serves such a valuable service, because not only do you have the programs for adults, for people to come to, but you do outreach programs, too.
Absolutely. We actually have, this past year, I believe it was around 3,000 young people that came to the theater at Lander University to see the outreach programs. And, wow, I mean, they really are outstanding. The performances that we are able to bring are things that they would not have a chance to see otherwise, and really just broaden their world. And it's at a very nominal cost. The tickets for each student are $6 a piece, so it is less than the price of a movie, and they get to see live professional performing artists. So we think it makes a huge difference in the lives of the students.
Not only that, don't you do some workshop type stuff before where the kids can learn about the artist that's coming and things like that?
Yes. Well, we have master classes, specific master classes that are tailored for usually particular groups of students. This past season, we had a violin or strings workshop with Ray Chen, which was amazing. They got to see and touch his $7 million Stradivarius violin, which was a rare treat for myself as well. And then we had the Dallas Brass, and the Dallas Brass, members of Dallas Brass work with students and the band directors to prepare a patriotic medley, which the students were able to perform on stage during the evening performance that night.
That should have been exciting for them.
Oh, it was so exciting, and just to see their families that attended, and it was a great experience. It really was. And then our final master class of the year was with Celtic Knights, where it was an Irish dance workshop that was offered in the dance studio at Lander. And just to see the growth of the students that participated in that class, what they learned about Irish dance, and
sure,
they knew nothing about Irish dance, and an hour later they were actually doing some Irish dance. So it was pretty amazing. Just some rare opportunities for students that they would not otherwise have.
Well, that's terrific. Gracie had decided to join us here, so everybody's been, Gracie normally meets everybody beforehand, but she's meeting in between the show. She's been in her, let's see, what shall we call it, her thunderproof room.
Safe room.
It's sometimes called the panic room or safe room. Gracie, though, has decided to come out and see us here this afternoon. She wouldn't miss the show for anything, would you, Grace? There you go. All right, so these have been good programs, and over the years, that's been one of the big parts of, whether it was GPLA or now GPA, was the outreach programs.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just near and dear to my heart as, you know, I was a former educator, and I really saw what a difference it made in the students that came to the performances. When I was the principal in McCormick, all of the students in the school came to all of the performances that we were able to offer it at GLPA. And boy, those students on the buses coming to the performances weren't too excited. Going back, they were thrilled. And, you know, for so many, it was their first experience seeing an actual ballet or hearing an orchestra. So what an exciting, you know, what an exciting thing it was to be able to witness that. And it's one of the areas that I certainly am the proudest of.
Absolutely. Well, those of you that get to see the video will get to see Gracie and Dave making out over here. All right, there you go. You've heard it right here on Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, Gracie is loving on Dave here. I hope his wife doesn't get to watch this. All right. Well, all right, Grace, that's enough. All right, Gracie. Now, come on. Okay, so how many programs are you going to have them, like for Rhonda Vincent and the Rage? Are you going to have them?
Yeah, for us, an outreach program. We are going to have a program. Yes, we're going to have one for. Oh, Gracie has decided she wants to go to the programs too.
Okay, all right, Grace, let's sit down here. Sorry. Come on, go sit down.
But Rhonda Vincent and the Rage is going to do an outreach performance during the daytime. And what they will do, they will share a lot of information about the instruments that they play and what an important part that bluegrass has played in Americana and how important the bluegrass instruments are. So it's a great outreach. I actually attended one of her outreaches when she was here before, and I would consider it among the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she is amazing. And, of course, the first time she came here, I think it was because Marge Ball knew her or her mother, and they actually came from the Midwest, and what, her mom and...
They're both from Missouri.
Missouri,
yes.
And the mothers both sang in the same choir or something. So there was some connection there anyways.
Yeah.
So, Martha White Flower?
That's her big corporate sponsor, yes. And when she comes, her bus will be decked out in Martha White Flower.
Yeah.
Big banners on the side that are painted on her bus, tour bus.
So you'll know she's here.
That's
now,
right.
When is Rhonda Vincent coming?
Rhonda is coming to open the season on October the 23rd, so it's not too far off.
That's true.
And a great kickoff to what we think is going to be a sellout season.
Now, if somebody wants to get tickets, how are you supposed to go about getting tickets?
Okay, the best way to get tickets right now is to call the office. They can call anytime and leave a message or speak to me directly. And right now, our office number is 388-8326. We are on the campus of Lander University through the end of the month, and then we will be making a move. Our office will be moving to the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce, and the number there will be 227-8744.
Okay.
So they can reach us in either of those ways, or certainly by our website. That's a good way to always find out what is the current contact information for us. And the website is www.greenwoodperformingarts.org.
Okay, so we could literally say you're an organization on the move.
Yes, we are an organization on the move.
In more ways than one.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, there you go. Now, what comes up after that? What's going to be the next performance?
Well, the next performance of the season is one we are so excited to be able to bring back to Greenwood, the amazing Sandy Patty.
Now, she didn't get to come. She didn't. The ice storm happened.
Well,
the
ice storm happened in February. She was able to be with us in April, and it was a sellout. We have had already so many people calling us from different areas saying, we want to get tickets. We missed her last time. What can we do to get tickets now? So, you know, I encourage people for all of these shows, if they're interested, to make plans to attend and make them very soon.
Because, do you have a season ticket?
Yes, we do have a season pass. And actually, the season pass is a great bargain. Our ticket prices are $37.50 for adults for each of our shows, individual ticket price. And then youth are $32.50. They get a $5 discount. If you purchase a season membership, you will get all four shows for $130. That is a $20 discount from buying the tickets individually.
Wow.
Now, the other added plus, if you're a season member, not only do you get that bargain, but you also will get to enter the auditorium earlier than everyone else, so you get your first choice of choice seats. And, you know, we don't think there are any bad seats in the Josephine B. Abney Auditorium. However, you know, it is nice to be able to have your choice of seats, and those season members get those first.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're in my studio, Sharp Facets Gallery. Gracie has decided that she has now met everybody. She's had her T-R-E-A-T, and she's good to go now. She's laying there right beside Dave, yes. Maybe she'll go home with you, Dave.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we are talking about GPA, the Greenwood Performing Arts. That is what it is now. They've got a lot of good things going on. In fact, we were just talking about Sandy Patty coming in December. When's she coming?
Yes, yeah, she's coming on Monday, December the 8th. And this is just a rare treat. Sandy only tours every other year with a Christmas show. Every other year, she stays in Indianapolis and performs with the Indianapolis Symphony for Christmas. And this year, it was one of her tour years, and she actually loved being in Greenwood and moved around some other performances so that she could come to us in December. She will be touring her new program. It's called Christmas Blessings, and it is going to coordinate quite nicely with the release of her new CD in September, which ironically is called Christmas Blessings. So we are just thrilled. I had listened to Sandy as a younger person and had always loved her recordings, but hearing her in person is like nothing you can imagine. She is a powerhouse singer, fabulous, and really just, she just delighted the entire audience when she was here with us last April.
You know, I think that's one of the things that a lot of our young people don't get. You think you can know what it is to visit a place by watching it on the internet. You think you can watch a video and understand it. You can't. You cannot get the enormity of a place unless you're actually standing there and being so small. Well, the same goes for music or any of the other things. To
Absolutely.
See somebody and get that personal. It's one thing to hear their music where they're just singing one song after the other, but to have that personal interaction with an artist is phenomenal.
It is. And, you know, that's what we think that we bring so beautifully to the community. And as well, the Greenwood Community Theater does a fabulous job. We have the Greenwood Chorale that does a great job. You know, there's nothing like live performance, and that is what people get to experience when they come to see any of our productions.
I think what's very gratifying is I had never seen Sandy Patty perform, but from the moment she stepped on stage until the moment she left, she had the audience wrapped.
I mean, mesmerized.
She drew, you could see that she was drawing enthusiasm from the audience's enthusiasm. Not that she's not an enthusiastic performer, but you could see the audience was reacting in such a way. She said something, I'm so glad to be here. I would love to come back. And somebody in the audience said, we're available tomorrow night. But she had that kind of an impact on people, and the people in the auditorium had that impact on her too, which was just wonderful to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I think that's, and a lot of performers like that live performance because they do get energy from the audience, and the audience gets energy from the artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win situation.
And she must have gotten a lot in Greenwood because she wanted to come right back and see us again. So
that sounds great. Now, what else is going to be going, are you going to have any of the outreach programs with her?
Not with Sandy. No, we have three other amazing outreach programs, and one of the outreach programs that will be coming up, and I did not bring the dates of the outreach performances, I'm so sorry, but we have one that is called Fly Guy and Other Stories, which is a series of different stories, literature, children's literature, that are woven together through song and dance, and, you know, a professional group that comes in called Theater Works. They have come to us many times before, and they are always amazing. Students just love seeing literature come to life. They're stories that they're familiar with. We also have coming this year Junie B. Jones. And Junie B. is a very, very popular book, a series of books for young people. And that will also be done in a musical form. So those are going to be great shows. And then one of the exciting things that we have happening this year, too, in outreach, we are bringing for the first time science shows. There is a PBS performance by, her name is Janet Ivy, Janet's Planet, and she is going to be bringing two different science shows, very interactive type science shows, to the stage. So it's a great way to teach the science curriculum in a fun and entertaining way.
Wow. So you've got a lot of outreach programs.
Yes, and we invite schools. We try to send information to all of the area schools in Greenwood and the surrounding counties. But certainly if anyone is interested in bringing students, small groups or large groups, to any of those performances, they can contact Jackie Counts, who is our outreach director. And her email is jcounts@greenwoodperformingarts.org, and they can reach Jackie, and she can give them all of the information that they need about the outreach performances that will be available this next season.
Okay. And, you know, the problem is, though, you only have so many slots for that, right? So many seats in this, and they usually are very filled up, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Each of those shows, actually, other than Rhonda Vincent, the three other shows that we are bringing will have two performances, one at 9:30 in the morning and one at noon. So it is important, if they're interested in attending, we've already sent out reservation forms to all of the schools at the end of this past school year, and we already have a lot of reservations. So if they're interested, don't hesitate, don't wait. Go ahead and make those reservations now so that you can bring your students to one of those great performances.
Now, one of the things, Dave, if I remember correctly, about the outreach program is you always need volunteers to help with those programs.
We have a very terrific group of volunteers. My wife is one of them, and she and the other folks get as much entertainment and educational value out of the shows as the children do. But they provide a very valuable service.
This is through the docent program, is
yes.
it? Yes,
yeah.
At Lander?
They provide a very valuable service, because when you're talking about having 680 children.
Active children.
Active, getting off the buses, having to be escorted into the Johnston Commons.
And, yeah. You see how well it works with crazy. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they come with their teachers, but at the same time, they need that additional group of escorts to get them in and out in an orderly fashion, safe fashion, you know. And but we do have a tremendous group of volunteers that we really appreciate and depend on.
That's right. And if any of your listeners are interested in volunteering, we can always use more, and we invite them to come and be a part. Again, they can contact Jackie Counts, jcounts@greenwoodperformingarts.org, and we'll help them be a volunteer.
That's right. Well, that's what I was thinking, that might be a viable thing, because so many people do enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's one thing, even if you're older, seeing young people get excited about things.
Absolutely right. And, you know, even our evening performances, to see the Lander students that have attended those performances, and they stay after the performance and meet the artist and, you know, have their picture made and posted to Facebook. You know, you can see the excitement that they have just from attending those live performances. It's always great to see, and it really gives you a lot of faith for the future that maybe it
we
won't,
need faith.
It won't all be YouTube, you know, videos that they watch and Netflix, that, you know, some, at least some are going to continue to attend the live performing arts.
Well, the performing arts needs that support. you know, in all avenues.
And I think the other important part of outreach, and Cecily mentioned it, is that for many of the children who attend these programs, it's the first time they will have been on a college campus, and it's the first time for many of them to see a live performance, which is an invaluable experience, both of them. So
absolutely. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right here with Greenwood Performing Arts, Cecily Ferguson and Dave Lorenzetti here, talking about some of the changes. But, you know, just like everything, I guess life does change. Even college students graduate from college, don't they, eventually?
Sure do.
We hope. Yeah, we hope. That's right. Certainly, we put enough money and time into it. We hope that they actually graduate and go on and become successful, right?
Exactly
so,
right.
Here we have the Greenwood Performing Arts branching out a little bit. Now, you did say that you're moving your office to the Chamber the 1st of September. Is that right?
It will be around the 1st of August, actually. Oh, okay. Probably the first full week in August is when we hope to have moved. We are just really thrilled about moving to the Greenwood Chamber. We think it's going to be great for our patrons to come by and purchase tickets. Most everyone knows where the chamber's located, and it's easy access, easy parking.
Sure.
So we're really thrilled and looking forward to being a resident with Angel Laborde and the great things that are going on at the chamber. We hope that we can be a great thing that's going on at the chamber, too.
Sure, absolutely. So we've got Sandy Patty coming December 8th. For start off the year with Rhonda Vincent October 23rd. Now, after we get into 2015, this year is just passing too fast. Well, what comes up next?
Well, the next thing is going to be something that a lot of Greenwood folks are very excited about, and that is Nat Chandler. He is a local boy that has gone off and done great things and is coming back to bless everyone in the area with some of his Broadway renditions. Nat Chandler will be here, and he is presenting a performance called Broadway Fly Me to the Moon. And he is bringing his very favorite pianist with him. And we know it's going to be a great evening of Broadway favorites. He also promised that he will be doing some of the Rat Pack favorites from Frank Sinatra. And it's going to be a fun, just really pleasurable evening.
Oh, all right. So Nat Chandler, now that'll be February 27th, yes. 7:30 at the Josephine B. Abney Performing Center over there at Lander. And then what do we round out the season with?
We round out the season with a performance that we are really excited to be able to bring. We've been working on it for quite a while, and we're able to confirm it just about a week ago, and that is Earl Klew. Earl Klew is a very, very well-known artist. He performs on guitar. He is probably best known for his kind of smooth jazz recordings. He's had about 30 recordings. And he has won a Grammy Award, or I think several Grammy Awards. And he does a little bit of everything from classical to flamenco to, you know, has just everything you can think of on the guitar, he can do it. And we're going to have what's called an intimate evening with Earl Klew. It is going to be
a
solo.
Is this something we can talk about on the air?
I think he will be okay to talk about this.
Okay.
It is going to be just Earl Klew. And he is amazing. I have listened to some of his recordings, have never had the privilege of seeing him in person, but it's going to be a rare treat.
Wow. So that'll be coming up the end of March, March 27th at 7:30. So that looks like you've got a nice rounded shows put together for the season.
We think we do. We're excited about each one of them. I hope that in the coming seasons that we're able to offer dance again. We love to bring dance productions. We actually had a written offer into the Moscow Ballet. They were supposed to come to us in the next season. However, they were not able to get the visas that they needed to come over from Russia.
Probably Putin putting the kibosh on things. I could see this.
They had to cancel their entire tour. So there went Moscow Ballet. But,
wow.
You know, we're already working on things for the 15-16 season. So, you know, we're always planning way, way ahead and hope that we'll be able to bring dance back in for the next season because it's very, very popular.
It's popular, but is it more expensive too?
It is more expensive.
Because you have more actors, actresses, dancers.
It is sometimes more expensive, if not so much in the on the front end with the fees, it definitely is with the technical requirements. There are a lot of special lighting requirements with some of these groups, and that can run into a good bit of extra money. Rental of different things. When we had Ballroom with a Twist a couple of seasons ago, we had to rent, you know, a mirror ball. And we had to rent some tiny tables, like little cafe tables and chairs and things like that, because that was all part of their performance. They were flying in. They could not bring all those things with them. So that does raise the cost a little bit. Yeah.
Sure. So, I mean, it makes a difference. So that's what you have to deal with. But I tell you what, Rhonda Vincent and the Rage coming up October 23rd. If you want to get jazzed, that would be a good one to get jazzed at. Mm-hmm. Bluegrass music extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. She is the most award-winning bluegrass artist of all time.
So, and she's going to be here in Greenwood. Follow that up with Sandy Patty.
She
wrote it down here wrong. Sandy. All right, Bree, you're trying to mess me up here.
Well,
Sandy
it's two
Patty.
First names. It is her actual last name is Pestless.
Okay, so right. Sandy Patty sounds a lot easier to say. Yeah, and of course, she is such an award winner too. So that's a biggie. Then Nat Chandler coming home here, a hometown boy, comes home and does good right here mm-hmm. for us, and follow that up with Earl Clue. Now, if people want to get tickets, how are they supposed to go about getting tickets? And do you have sponsorship needs, or is that all filled up?
Oh, wow. we definitely need sponsors. We are always looking for new sponsors, new donors, and new advertisers. So we are getting ready to do a mail out to a lot of the local businesses, of course, requesting that. But we invite anyone that is interested in becoming a part of Greenwood Performing Arts and contributing to some of the great things that we do to please contact me. You can contact me best by email, cferguson@greenwoodperformingarts.org. I've got to get used to saying .org instead of .com, but either will actually work. But they can contact me directly or right now at the telephone number, which I mentioned earlier, which is 388-8326. We don't have the ability right now to purchase tickets online, but we will in the very near future. We are trying to make some changes with our name and some other things that are taking a little while longer than we thought they would. So we will have that up and running before too long, where people can actually go online to our website and purchase tickets from there. So, you know, we're ready to go. If they go ahead and call me and give me their name and number, I will have them on the list, and they will be guaranteed to get tickets that they would like to have for this next season.
Sure. And as far as sponsors, you already have two big sponsors on board with you.
We do. We are very, very blessed. Dave, do you want to talk about that?
We have Betty Horn of Greenwood, who has come forward to be an exclusive sponsor of Rhonda Vincent. And we have Davison Floyd, who has come forward to be an exclusive sponsor for Nat Chandler. We're very fortunate because as much as we need sponsors and look to get new sponsors, we have a pretty loyal group of folks who come back from year to year. We had one, for example, an outreach sponsor who contacted me and said, our grant request process is earlier than normal. Normally it's June.
Right.
She contacted me in February, and I said, well, what's the deadline? She said, next week. But
that puts you under the gun a little bit.
But I think what that illustrates is the kind of loyalty that people have to GPA and to outreach. They're aligning their business with the premier cultural program in the Greenwood area, and they realize that too. It's good for GPA, but it's good for them as well, because it ties their name to us, and that we are very appreciative of.
Sure. And not only that, you did get some grants from through the state. Where'd you get some grants from?
Yes, we are fortunate to receive funds through the South Carolina Arts Commission. They are a wonderful granting agency for all arts organizations in the state. And we write a proposal. I submitted a proposal actually last year, and that was for a three-year grant. And we received over $10,000 this past year, and we'll receive $10,000 again this season from the South Carolina Arts Commission. And some of those funds flow from the National Endowment for the Arts through the Arts Commission. But we are so thankful that as the state makes cuts, that they see the importance of organizations to the cultural community that is, you know, so important throughout the state of South Carolina. The arts and culture so very important. And if it were not for the elected officials supporting us and supporting all organizations like us, we would not be around very long. So we're so appreciative.
Absolutely. That's where those vetoes come in, folks. Hey, I'm Ann Eller with you right here. I've had Cecily Ferguson and Dave Lorenzetti right here with us on Meet Me at the Diner. We sure wish you all the best. And again, people can contact you through your website. Probably one of the best places to check out is the website. And what's that web address?
It is greenwoodperformingarts.org.
Okay, so spelled all out.
All out, yes.
org. That means you must be a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit.
Okay, just yes. Thought I'd mention that.
And your donations are tax deductible.
All right, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Cecily, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having us, Anne. It's a real pleasure.
All right, and Dave, always a pleasure to see you, too.
Thank you for having us.
All righty, that's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.